Who benefits from the Keystone XL pipeline? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Despite the election, there are Democrats still trying to stop the Keystone XL pipeline, like Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee.
This is about Canada shipping oil through America, endangering American lands to supply the Chinese with oil.
He's implying the U.S. would get nothing out of it. But Chris Tomlinson, who writes about the oil industry for the Houston Chronicle, says most of the oil running through the Keystone XL will end up being refined in Texas.
In fact, in many ways, the refining company that takes the crude and then sells the gasoline and the diesel and the other products profits just as much as the company that takes it out of the ground.
And that money would stay here in the U.S. As for the environmental argument that we have to reduce the use of fossil fuels, he says this has nothing to do with that.
The only thing we're talking about is shifting the way that we deliver it to the Gulf Coast. Right now, it's coming by rail. It's coming by other pipelines. Keystone XL is just taking the oil off the railroads.
But of course, what everybody really wants to know is, how would it affect the price of gas?
TransCanada is going to deliver that oil to the Gulf Coast one way or another. If it's shipped via the Keystone pipeline, that's much cheaper than hiring a rail car or hiring a tanker. And therefore, the gasoline produced from that oil will be cheaper to the customer.
Sounds to me like Canada's going to get its pipeline. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.